Welcome to another episode of Call Me When You Get Off Podcast, Season 2, with myself, Shan, and Gigi.
I'm here.
We have the boys, okay? We have the Pod Fam boys.
We have them boys.
From Everything Culture, we have Baylor from BTG, for President Podcast.
Okay? Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? We are here, okay?
Oh, we started. Oh, okay, okay. Yes. We here.
We started something.
Was
It is part two. Yeah, I had a part two of that thing. You know what I'm saying? We went on a little long. This is Call Me When You Get Off Podcast, Season 2. Last episode of the season. Next season, please check out the podcast because Gigi's going to be soloing it with some features because all along, this was supposed to be Gigi's pod. We just needed to inch her along. But she got this. She got this. Let's just get into part two.
I was like, I hope this man in our face smoking a cigarette because he's going to see. And he was like, all right. And I closed the door. He waited for me to get in the house. I closed the garage. I went upstairs. I called my best friend at the time. I told her, she was like, why would you get in the car with a stranger? That's stupid. I said, I'm safe. He got me home. Nothing weird happened. And then that's how that started. You know what I'm saying?
So, all right. So my question.
You said that's how that started.
Yes.
Was that Ari's dad?
That's Ari's dad.
I wanted to say fast forward. She had a baby.
Fast forward. 25 years later, here we are.
Yeah. She is the true definition of, yo, I got some candy. She's like, we're in the back seat, and there's puppies. No way.
Exactly. And she don't understand why everybody mad at her. To like, get your ass, like.
Now we're over there sitting in the shadows like a disappointed father.
Like old girl off of Obsession. Oh my gosh, man.
But this is the thing. With my experience, I'm the best person to guide these girls to be here. Like, don't be like me.
100%.
Don't be like me. Like, I have to be so honest with these girls in here. Don't do this. I was protected with so much prayer from people.
Boy.
Because all of the instances I had with men, oh, my God. But yeah.
Okay, I have a question, because we're here now.
I've seen a pattern.
No, I do too. That's why I want to see how this is going to play out. So, you know, obviously you can see us, right? But if you saw Baylor looking just like this, you walking towards it, you're gonna walk towards him?
No.
You know, you're going to walk the opposite way?
I don't believe her.
I want to walk up to Baylor.
No, with him looking like that.
Looking like this.
No.
Not when she's laughing. No.
Maybe.
No.
If he followed me enough, duh.
I guess, you know.
Yeah, the patterns in all these stories is consistency.
Yes, if you show me that you have soccer abilities, I think I like it. I think I like it a little bit. And you know what? If I don't like it, we can still be friends.
Oh my gosh. At the accuracy, yes. Oh, he might have a good soul.
My God. But okay. That's also the reason why I've changed my number all the time.
For safety. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. I wish better for all of us, man. I truly do.
Y'all have no idea what I be thinking about y'all when I be quiet. All three of y'all.
Oh yeah. I know I got my flaws.
No. You gotta understand. When I judge y'all, I judge y'all out of love. I'm just as weird or more, even more weird, but I just be looking at y'all and I'd be like, I know how crazy these niggas is and they don't even know. Like, I'd be thinking about this shit all the time. If a nigga bring up stockings, You already know who I'm thinking of.
Man, hey, all I had to do. I did a follow today, boy. So quick, I like God.
Hey, and let them things.
And they were, and they were.
It was what
they were. They were. Like, it was a perfect combination. I was like, follow.
Oh my Lord, and I just be like, damn, man.
Hey, listen.
Yeah,
I was just saying, I was on live last night. My sister hopped in. One of the girls that it was a girl that she went to school with, and she sent me like a couple weeks ago. I don't know if I sent it to y'all. She murdered somebody. And
are you sure?
Yeah. I just remember she story. Had.
What's the story?
So, like with me or with the murder?
With the murder.
Okay, cool. I like that. So, long story short, to my understanding, it was just in the news. Like, I got to find the clip. But she was dating an older man, and they got into an argument or something. I think she was pregnant, and he tried to clown her and try to, like, oh, the baby ain't mine, something like that. And she seduced him, feel comfortable, and she suffocated the nigga. Not in a fun way either, with it, like a pillow.
Well, it could have started off as fun.
Maybe. You know, that's the thing, but yeah.
That's strong, though.
Man, I don't know. That was a long time ago. I just remember she was she like super smart. She was like IB, top of the class, smart. And I remember like my sister was like, yeah, she was weird. I remember she had some big old, she was skinny with some big old titties. I don't know, like.
That probably helped.
Yeah, probably. That.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
That upper weight. Yeah, I was like, man, that's crazy. I mean, you know, I don't know if she's gonna see this. I'm gonna check on that though. I'm gonna check on that. But yeah, that is the third ex, maybe fourth ex that's in prison. I have one that with the suffocation. I have another one with vehicle manslaughter or homicide. I have another one that is just, I think she was selling it's narcotics.
I thought you were gonna say booty. Go ahead.
Man, she could. She had to put a bag over her head. But very, very productive.
Not a bag.
Oh, a bag. God. Yeah, that was the girl I lost my virginity to. I would say she was the epitome of a butterface.
Baylor, why are you still in the dark in the shadow? You look like a creep. You just waiting for the train.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so sorry, brother.
Just be careful on that train, brother.
I'm better now.
Are you?
I think so.
New children slow to get down a lot. They save your life, okay?
I feel like my children part me.
Listen. I just know. Same thing, I was like, everybody love my wife, but I like. I wouldn't say it's bad as shame, but I don't like boring. I'm like, you got to give me a little bit of spice to my life.
Yeah.
I don't like yawn.
And I think I do a good job of letting a man know I'm bored.
Oh, yeah. No, we know. We've seen it in real time.
Yeah. And I think that's why it's just easier for shit to be done when it's done. Because they start to feel away, and I'm not gonna rub your back and be like, it's okay. No, it's not okay. I don't like it.
She'll bring a certain instrument with her. It's like, let's spice things up.
So let me ask you, ladies, like,
what the fuck is this?
And I need your honest opinion here.
Okay,
or opinions. What in 2026? How are men supposed to approach y'all? Think about that. You ain't even got to rush the answer. You ain't got to rush the answer because even as a man, and I'm a married man, we had 15 years about a week ago, shout out. But I would still know how to, you don't lose it. You just don't use it, right? Drake should know that. You never lose the game. You just don't use the game.
Mm-hmm.
So we know how to approach women. How are men supposed to approach y'all? And y'all, and like, how? What is a comfortable way or ways for men to come up to y'all where y'all don't feel like is too creepy. Because on the other side of men approaching out in public, a lot of stuff that was deemed normal back in the day could be questionable now only because of the internet. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If a guy comes up to you and says, "I like the way your hair looks today. Do you need a? You want to? You know, can I walk you back to work after your lunch break and stuff like that?" In today's world, a lot of women would be like, "Bro, you're doing too much." But back in the day, that was cool. Even though they might still get rejected, mm-hmm. but that was kind of normal. It wouldn't. It's not. He just asked you if he could do something. You could easily turn him down. But before women turn a nigga down, now they're gonna post it. Or they're going to blast him. They're going to assume that he's on some Jeffrey Dahmer type of shit.
It's not a simple no anymore. It used to be the worst she can do is say no. Boy, that is over with.
You know,
that is
not the worst she can do. Put her video camera and be like, this
nigga. Yeah. Look at this nigga thinks he can talk to me.
I wouldn't mind if somebody was like, can I walk you back to your job or some shit like that. I wouldn't mind that. Y'all know I wouldn't mind that.
Shan, but we can also get a voice message from you and say,
"Oh my God,
this guy was trying to walk me back to my job today, and I turned him down." No, 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 no. Say we lying.
You're not lying. I would have to like you. There have to be something about you that I like. You have to be funny.
You did not like that old nigga that rubbed on your leg.
I didn't, but he was giving me a ride to my destination, so I just.
Okay, so we're here. We're here. It's so many different Drake. I know.
She walk into it every time.
It's
every
so many time. Different type of friends.
You see how I looked off? I like, damn.
You are doing a service. That's why I'm here, not because you're friendly.
Drake, I'm about to ask you a question now. Now you know our situation is a little bit different, especially niggas like us. You know, I'm husky. You huskier. Yeah. Is that safe to say?
Oh my God.
As he's touching his chest. Is that my husky?
Hey Drake, we definitely don't get you a husky nigga. You one of the biggest that we gonna think about. Do I really want to fight this nigga right now? Because I don't care. That nigga grabbed me.
He threw me on the bus like, "Hey, nigga, I'm fat, but that nigga's fat."
No. I think it depends on.
But I am. I am.
Yeah,
I'm 260. I'm a lot more stocky. You got the height. I got like just the width.
We some brawlic ass niggas.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's a better word. Brawlic. God, she was lit. Right, so if a woman offered, which is it's kind of I wouldn't say rare, but it's not as normal as a guy approaching a woman or whatever, because guys are just more bold, they get rejected more as well.
Yeah.
A woman come up to us, is it, you know, what is your first thoughts if a woman asks you, "Hey, do you mind if I walk you back to your job from lunch break, or do you need a ride home?" Or something like that. You could have got dropped off. You know what I'm saying? Your car is in a shop. Or you just didn't feel like driving. You said, "Fuck it, I'm going to use the community today." You know what I'm saying? To get to work. And she said, "You know what, hey, Drake? You know, I could take you home." How you feel about that? Is that, are you going to feel like
this hypothetical single Drake, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I'm not about to get you in trouble, brother.
I appreciate that. Like the scenario, if it's like a coworker or something like that, and you know, she tried to like ride home like that, yeah, cool, I appreciate it. You know, I ain't gonna let pride have me hurt and hungry, you know. But and the thing is, if it's a cool little chill thing, now if she start rubbing on my leg and I'm not attracted to, get your ass off me, okay? I ain't gonna put myself in that situation as well. But, you know, if you need some help, I'll take it. But that's me. I'm a different type of man.
Now, have you ever been in a situation, which I have shared with Shan, that not just like them, but we have certain situations where we have to watch out too. You know what 100%. I'm saying? Because we have to worry about getting set up.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So if we get approached, or we do approach a girl or something like that, we still a little bit of, you know, little bit cautious if she does say, "Yeah, you can come over here. You can come over here."
Yeah.
You know, so, or if you invite her over, you got to worry about her sending that address to some niggas for them to come over here and rob you. Mona Lisa. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So is there a situation where you think about that a lot, or do you think that's something that women think about a lot? As far as safety. How often do you think about that?
I know I think about it more than most guys. I was going to have this conversation yesterday. Guys don't do background check on women. You know, you need to run a background check on her just as much as you run on one on you. Women, like, women have power these days. And women got criminal histories as well.
Yeah.
Look that shit up, man. Like, she may be a whole scammer. Man, great high school. Oh, I used to like older girls. One girl, I don't... Boy, my record is something. But the thing is, I met her at a football game. Couldn't find out she's one of my homeboy sisters. Didn't even know he had a sister. Cutie pie. Okay? She little hood, though. She got the ghetto booty. You know?
Ghetto booty. What's the ghetto?
The big lips. Very, but she got... You know, you ain't thinking...
The ghetto bottom is that one that's just naturally curvy with no... Man. No athleticism. They ain't played no sport. That shit just naturally stacked.
Best way I can tell you got that WAP. Just
that thing is just passed down for moms, G moms.
Yeah. But she had a little scar on her cheek right here, and I just looked at
stretch marks look like oatmeal cream cookie. Yeah.
And but the thing is, like, you know, she may be 18.
Tiger stripes.
She may be 18, 19, whatever. Thing is, she was legit. She had an ankle monitor on. They didn't pay attention to it.
I'm eating it.
You know what's crazy? I didn't know that's where we were going to go.
She had an ankle monitor on. She was violating. She was in the midst of violating being at my house. Okay. And the thing is, she was trying to work a way to stay with me or something like that. Like, this is like her first time coming over the house and she's seeing what type of house I'm in. You know, and I'm like, not even thinking of it. Not until later. I'm like, oh. You can't let everybody in your house.
Yeah.
You know? This is me still in high school. All right? Once again, she think I'm older because I look older. But it was like one of them situations. I'm like, oh, no. But she was about to make herself comfortable until my auntie came in. And my green friendly ass, oh, hey, auntie. This is so-and-so, so-and-so. And she like, oh, this young, you really are this young. I thought, I said, nah, I'm in high school. Then she's like, you may know my brother. I was like, that's my dagger. Like, what are you saying? But yeah, you have to be cautious. People, like, they plot. Everybody plotting.
Especially if she got stretch marks, because I'm going to rub my face across her stretch marks. Those are sexual speed bumps.
So you gotta trace them with your tongue. You know, it's like a map.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I'll be tracing it. When Marcy body, when she be ashy, when she got out the shower, I'll be scratching her.
Marcy needs to be here to defend herself.
I'm just going to withhold my tongue.
Is it thick? I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding.
I'll be putting her in a full Nelson. That motherfucker's strong, though.
But I don't put my tongue out because I've had issues with that before too. So I just be like,
Before Nelson.
But man, hey, I slobber in my sleep for a reason.
Since we're talking about everybody came to your house,
Shanna opened the door. We know Shanna opened. If we listen, if we had a zombie, attack, I don't think I can bring Shanna. I don't think I can bring Shanna. Shan going to have us all fucked off.
I'm going to take the ring.
Shan is the Asian lady in center.
No, I'm not. I'm going to take the ring.
If Shan gets upset enough, she going to tell the motherfucker.
Come and get us, motherfucker.
In her defense, though, she going to kill one of them, though.
I feel like we're the generation that's just like, I don't care if they family. They can't come here.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, 1,000% I'm that. Listen, okay. 1,000% I am that. Listen, love my family, But I've had several family members that like, hey, can we move in with you? Fuck no.
Move in is crazy, but I'm at the point.
Let's stay with you.
I don't care if you're in town. My house is not the house that you just stay at because you're here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'll come to where you're at. I'll come to where you're at today, hanging out. But I'm not, this is not, let me take you to my house to show you my house, to chill in my house.
But Shane, tell him the real reason is because your kid's bad. Tell him.
My kid's bad.
No, not yours. I'm talking about
oh, their kids?
Their kids.
Yes. A lot of people's kids have to be watched the whole time. I don't like kids that gotta be watched the whole time.
Because here's the thing. When you got like Shannon has her kids, I have my kids, our house is set up a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Our vibe is a certain way. The demeanor of the house is a certain way.
Yeah.
When you let an outside presence come in, sometimes they don't naturally adapt to what y'all got going on.
Right.
And then some of them don't care. And then they unleash Bebe's kids in your house. And you like, well, wait a minute.
We have always had this toy with glitter and shit in it. It was never broken for the last 6 months. All of a sudden, you come over and there's glitter and shit on the TV. Glitter and shit on my Keith Haring book. Glitter and shit on the rug. Why?
Why?
Why? Why?
That motherfucker's been sitting right there. Like Shannon said, it's been there for the last several months. Ain't moved. Next thing you know, she come home, all the glitter on the floor.
Listen, I'm just
because little James... JJ then got over there and look. Oh, I can't stand you motherfuckers. They'd be like, stop. I'm about to start whooping the parents.
I had my little cousin at my house when I was in Atlanta. I had white towels hanging in the bathroom. They were potty trained. All they had to do is sit on the toilet, handle their business, call me when they were done. I checked on homeboy. There was brown shit on
shit the toilet, everywhere.
On the
he wall. Didn't call you when he got
everywhere. I knew it. Drake, soon as she said, I checked on him, shit everywhere. I already knew it. Already.
Hey. How would you get up and touch it? On the door? When I tell you, I said, hey, either you his daddy need to come get him.
Immediately.
Hey, look at Shan's hand. Look at the hand.
I had him in one hand. I said, either you or his daddy need to come get him.
Hey.
Because why?
I've seen Drake, like, when he does his live kitchen content, you could tell in the background that when they not cooking, that kitchen smell like lemon. Hey. It smell fresh, minty,
lavender.
You could tell, like, he got one of those kitchens that you only walk in there with your socks on. Because if you barefoot, you feel like you're disrespecting his house. Listen,
you take your. We have slippers. We have disposable slippers at the front door. That's how we do things.
So Drake. Now, with that being said, when somebody come over, has anybody ever came over your house and they did something? And it's just in your head, you like
stop talking, just stop talking.
So
this wasn't in this house, okay? Because people in my family, I didn't understand what they meant, but they always say we don't have a child friendly home. Meaning it's like, and my sister finally broke it down, meaning if our kids break something in your house, we can't afford to replace it. So that's why I'm like, oh, respect it. Like, we don't mind you can break it, but you damn sure gonna pay for it, baby. Okay. But long story short. This is house first housewarming, and oh gosh, you know you ever make an episode, y'all? You hope the episode don't blow up. So
yeah. You hey, look. Sometimes when I have a fire episode, either I'm gonna hurry up and put it out, or I'm gonna wait until the shit die down.
Yeah, I know, boy.
I'm gonna put that shit out in November.
This is one of those situations, okay? So, man, and nobody in my family know. Nobody in my family know this, okay? But we're having a housewarming, and one thing I learned too: when you're having a housewarming, you don't bring all your you don't mix your family and your friends and your coworkers together all in one.
Too much.
And I didn't listen, and it was a lot happening. Okay, listen, it was some talks at work the next day, like, your father-in-law is crazy, man. Like, it was kind of like, I was like, shut up. I didn't even, like, whoa. But anyway, my wife, I'm in my man cave. Okay, this one I had my man cave. And my wife comes in.
Tell me they didn't go in your man cave.
Oh, good. That was in the man cave. I don't mind. But my wife comes in. We hosting guests. She's like, I need you to come to the garage. I'm like, fuck? Go to the garage. And she said, are these your underwear?
No. Wait, what?
It was some draws.
Okay.
See, my wife used to do this. She'll ask a hypothetical question, knowing that I'm like, and that shit pisses me. I'm like, you know them good women on damn draws. But somebody, one of my guests, took off their draw. Because them ain't my draws. And they left, they, I don't know what happened, but they like left their draws out to dry. Like on like one of the boxes in the garage. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, and because we have people coming in and out of the garage, and it looks like they only man living in this house is me. So I got in the garage. Yeah,
cool with that you. Shit. Wait a minute. I got a question.
Yes.
They were man draws?
They were man draws.
House drawless.
That Shad said the other part. Shad said the other part. Somebody's walking around. One of my male cousins, because I know what cousins made, and walking around the house with no drawers on.
Oh my God.
Because we threw the drawers away, so they couldn't go back and get them. I'm like, we got to put, like, you.
Well, you don't care about them if you leaving it in somebody's garage.
Well, he thought it would air out faster.
In the dryer. Put a fountain dryer and put them in.
You know what? I wouldn't, because we don't know what is actually drying. Was it wet due to what? It was the water? Was it juice? Was it a popsicle? Did you pee yourself? Like, did you do a little pass gas and then, you know, a river of shit?
No, I'm not saying Drake put them in the dryer, but if I took off my drawers at somebody's house and I cleaned them and I need them, I'm going to put them in your dryer.
I believe that you would clean them. I don't think in the scenario that person thought about cleaning them.
I think they may have washed them, try to wash them in the sink or something like that, and then left them out to dry. Listen.
Well, they did.
What happened, though?
We would never know.
We might now.
Listen. We kind of talked about this earlier. You know, everybody got some people in their family that are
going to bring this up at Thanksgiving dinner. Be like, I would like to know who left their drawers at my house.
But that's the thing, Shad. We all knew, like, by process of elimination.
It's not okay. So you know, but you can't.
And it's like one of my favorite people in my family. And it's like, what the fuck, man? That's the thing. I know he ain't going to have. It's no good answer to this, y'all.
Because what happened to your drawer that you had to clean it and leave it out there, though?
That's what I'm saying.
I think at that point. He could have just threw them away. He's like,
that's what I'm saying. like, what would y'all do in that situation? If somebody,
I'm not taking my drawers off outside of my house.
No. I'm talking about not him, but in my situation, what would y'all do? Y'all, cause y'all be hosting events, Bailey. Okay. Y'all be going to the jacuzzi.
So Drake, I'm glad you asked that. It depends on the relationship with that person. Okay.
This is my favorite cousin.
Oh, I'm stopping the party. I'm stopping the party. I'm turning the music off. Who draws are these? Who draws are these?
With your coworkers there?
You know what? Or send them a text message.
Yeah.
In the group chat.
Yeah. In the group chat.
Listen, I hope this episode don't blow up. Once again, man. I'm the one that I was protecting him in the family in the first place. You know, when people be trying on me and saying crazy stuff, I'm like, man, y'all need that's family. Y'all need to get off of them. Mm-hmm. Leave your motherfucking drawers in my garage.
Like, I would have did it like, you know how people be like, if anybody has a silver Camry in the judges
just like, please. That's what kind of like my wife tried to do. Like, man, to do to me, I'm like, man, Kyle, I got so upset. Like, why the fuck you think of my drive? Why the fuck I leave my drive?
I'm a blackmailer. I'm going to do exactly what Shan said. I'm going to meet the nigga at his car. And then I'm going to say, hey, give me $20. Give me $20 or I'm going back to the party. And I'm about to ask who draws.
I still don't think y'all understand the gravity of this, okay?
Oh my God.
If you leave your drawers out and about, there's no blackmailing that nigga. Like, do you understand that? He already knows the
concept. Shame.
That's thank you. That's what I'm trying to understand. That's just like, and
so he'll ask me for some money. But I had a complete eye contact.
Cocaine is one hell of a drug.
I know.
But Gigi asked me if when she licked the side of my face, did it sting? I need to know if them drawers were dirty.
But I have one of them. I've always had one of them grabber thingies.
Yeah.
Mm.
I hit it with one of those.
Okay, that's
but funny. You need to find it first.
Wait, but so it is clear. They were out there to dry.
Yeah. Bruh. They had to be out there to dry because it was spread out.
Like, so what? Now look, we've all back in the day,
and because I wear a box of briefs. That's the thing. I wear a box of briefs. I like the tightness and the looseness. You know?
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with
these
you.
These are straight one. Boxes. These are like old school boxes. Okay.
That's even more of a problem. That's penitentiary problem. Now look, I want to know.
Do you feel me?
Back in the day, my grandma, she. Before she got the dryer, she had the clothesline in the backyard.
Yeah.
So we used to go back there and we used to check to see how dry they are.
Yeah.
Did you ever find out which stage of dry?
No. Listen, the thing is, it was in the summer. When we had that house warming, it had to be like in May or June. And boy, because we had to do it quickly because we had people in the house. I had my coworkers there, G.
You don't think they saw it?
I pray they did see then. That was my wife.
She's like, oh, this how Drake living?
Boy, listen, my family would embarrass the shit out of me. Must every be his favorite. Kept it out. Well, I'm talking about spread them holes too.
Yeah. Damn, man.
Don't do drugs, y'all.
Alright, so
it's given that he doodled on himself a little bit.
I highly believe that.
I've learned not to pick up some men's drawers. Whenever I see men's drawers, I've learned not to touch it.
Let it stay right here.
Yeah.
G-Jizzle, you're not getting out of this. We about to flip it on you though.
Wait, uh-oh. What?
Uh-oh. Have you ever been in a situation where
Flipple.
You stayed the night at somebody's house
and was
uncomfortable?
I spent the night at someone's house and I was uncomfortable.
Like the niggas forgot to give you a blanket. Are you hungry? Boy, this is the killer part. Niggas always say, hey, my house is your house and stuff like that. But truth be told, Shan, if I tell you that, I'm lying. Because if I hear somebody walking around my house, not at Drake's
home, you are treated like a queen and the king. Yeah.
If I hear you walking around my house and I'm not used to you being there, we jumping you.
Oh my God,
we're jumping.
Who is we?
Me, damn. Marcy, Kason, Bailey, Mocha, and Cola. We're jumping you.
Mm-hmm.
No, but look. They usually say, hey, if you hungry, get you something to eat and stuff like that. But you already know that most of us is not getting up.
I get up.
Or have you ever, and there's a video out there that's hilarious that me and Marcy be laughing about all the time, where you spend a night at somebody's house, but they get up and do their everyday thing. So they getting up. They brushing their teeth. They looking for their keys. Mm-hmm. They making breakfast. Like, they making all the regular-ass morning house noises or whatever. You just on the couch just hearing all that shit. Getting the kids ready, yelling at them.
Just that.
Have you ever been in an uncomfortable situation like that?
Yes. Well, I don't be uncomfortable. I just know I'm just going to lay here and let y'all do that.
Yeah, I think I would say the same thing. Or I just kind of count down the hours until I got to leave.
Are you waiting for them to leave?
Oh, they're at my house or I'm at theirs?
You at their house.
And I'm staying there while they away?
It could be for whatever reason. Like, you could have came out there to visit your friend, but she still got to go to work that day.
Right. Yeah. Matter of fact, Greg had gotten this new couch and it sucked.
It was really.
Damn, Greg, you got a weak ass.
I'm just gonna pop in and say this. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. I hope you're enjoying the show. Just so you know, the best way to support this podcast is to go to shambypodden.com. Check out all the other podcasts. And if you're interested in merchandise or books, there is a shop link on that website where you can go to the shop and buy merch, or you could purchase some books, or you can just share the link of the show with someone that you know. The best thing about Bonfire, who goes ahead and they drop ship that merch, is it's the easiest way to get your merchandise, get your tracking. You can return up to 90 days. Any shipping option that you need, they have it. They ship pretty fast, and the fabrics are really great. If you like bucket hats, they got it. If you like mugs, they got it. If you like t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, whatever you like, they got it. But I appreciate y'all for supporting this show. The website is shambypodden.com. If you would like to buy merch, it's on www.bonfire.com/store/theshambypoddenspot. And the link is in the show notes. Now back to the show.
Yeah, I'm used to it now. Like, it's gotten better. But like, when he first got it, I was like, and I had to take him to the airport maybe like at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, all right, I'm just going to stay over and just wake up and we could just leave from there. He said, okay. He went upstairs. But I realized like there was no pillow. There was no blanket. So I had to like go and find it. And then I wasn't comfortable. And I hope you're hearing this, Greg. I drooled on the couch because.
Damn. Was it leather?
You got a thick ass tongue.
No.
Was it leather?
No.
Oh, you a savage.
Yeah.
You put water on it, didn't you?
No.
She didn't even try to get it up.
Oh, damn.
She just goes, she goes spread it and leave it. Oh, Lord. Okay.
When people stay at my house, I tell them all the places they can sleep. I ask them, you want a shirt? You want some pajamas? You want some socks? Because I like my house slightly nipple ready.
Drake, I just came up with a scenario for you, big dog. I ain't gonna even lie to you. It involves Shan.
hold on to that scenario, because I got a story time for y'all.
And I'll give you like a towel, a washcloth, and I don't care if you up. Like my most hated thing to do in a house is to host. Mm. I don't want to take you and get shit for you. I'm gonna tell you what's over there. I just cooked. I'm not asking you if you want a plate of food. I'm making you a plate of food. There's juice in here. Here's a cup. Here's a fork. There's two bathrooms. Like, help yourself. Okay.
We have just been invited to Shan's house. Just one.
I'm not doing none of that shit. I already prepared. Your blanket is folded. Is over here. Your pillow is here. Chill. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what I do. But I did have a friend that came over, and she wanted the blanket faster than I could get it. Homegirl went into the linen closet and got one of my luxury shower curtains, and she thought it was a blanket. So I'm watching her because I think it's funny at this point. She goes over to the couch, takes the shit, starts curling up with it. I said, let me get that.
That's she was tired. Curtain.
Let me get you a real blanket.
She was tired.
Other than that, everything is where it needs to be up in here. Help yourself. I ain't got time. I'm not hosting that.
I found like a knitted blanket that didn't really keep me warm. I was really upset.
Oh, that shit
was like itchy. That was really inconsiderate.
There's nothing worse than an itchy blanket.
Oh my God. The one thing that would make me want to go home at your house if it doesn't smell like I need to be here.
Oh, hey, top two things. If your house got a smell to it, that's real bad. Like, if it smells like
corn chips and feet. Our house doesn't have a smell to it, but I understand what you're saying.
If it smells like corn chips and feet, I'm out. The other one is, dog.
Mothball.
If you don't turn on the AC when we need it,
or
if that AC is on polar bear. If that AC is on polar bear, and you give me a sheet.
I've been in both. I've been in both, man. I've been in one. I think they were so cautious. I think they're trying to kill us, man. I like, we had a sheet. Dude, it's crazy you said that. It was a sheet. We on the air mattress with a sheet. Nah, no, we did a full comforter. We need
being in a hot ass house or a cold ass house.
Hot ass house,
cause you get naked. Yeah, I can't be in a hot ass house.
Man, ass house. I feel like they trying to kill me.
Once again, I hope this episode don't blow up. I love y'all. Listen, I hope successful. Every single one of them. This one need to be buried because man, I got an uncle. Man, he older. Man, he keep his thermostat on hell, boy. Like it is fucking crazy. I'm like nigga, it's hot. It's a bit me. We be sleeping on top of the fucking shit, man.
Oh my god.
Like if they walk in, they seeing everything, and we ain't even doing nothing. Like, and I'm talking about like. Blaring hot. And how is it winter and it's this damn hot in your house, man? Like you walk outside just for just to fucking get your body temperature.
And that's why the elderly have to get their iron cut because what the fuck?
And we want to ride. We don't want to stay with them, nigga, because we are trying to. And don't fuck with you. Turn that shit up just a little down a little bit. Who's cold in here?
They know
how. Like how? But hold on, I got a story time. Once again, hope this episode don't blow up. But it doesn't even name this episode. I hope this bitch don't blow up. But so this is me, maybe around 7, 8 years old. Actually, the same cousin I'm talking about. I'm staying at his house. His mom. That's hey, guess maybe. What do you say? She comes back around, but. Chan said earlier that would make me think about this, that I was staying at that house, my auntie house, love that house, love them people, to my folks. And I had to go, I woke up late at night and I had to go to the restroom. Now, they have every fucking light off in their house. I'm talking about pitch black. Like, you might as well have your eyes closed trying to walk around.
My grandpa don't play with them lights.
I rip, I try to grab a wall, I'm tripping off shit, and I'm trying to get to, because I know it's so late at night, and I'm trying to get to the restroom. Y'all, boy, I tripped one time, and I started yelling, because it started coming out, and I like, hey, I was so like, you know, I'm trying to, I'm grabbing, I'm like, trying to stop, but I'm peeing, like, yo, help me.
Trying to come
out. I'm trying to be a big boy. I'm trying to handle shit myself. Anyway, when I tell y'all, can see shit, I'm like, turn on the lights.
That nigga was traumatized.
Oh my god.
Did they wake up?
Oh yeah, my god. That nigga woke up the whole neighborhood.
Boy, I had to change my drawers and shit, man. It was too late.
God!
You know what? Maybe it's payback a little bit.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, hey, man, shit happened for a reason, boy, because, man. But I tell you, I was stressed out. I like, I know, because I said, I know I ain't about to piss on. I said, because the restroom ain't nothing but like 10 feet
left. Hey, but like, did you know the lay of the land?
I didn't know it enough. That's the point. It was so, yeah. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I did, but it was so dark. You don't, like, have you ever woken up at somebody else, woke up at somebody's house and you just like.
Yeah, it throws you off.
Yeah, and it throws you off. Plus, it was no lights. So if you wake up and it's like still dark. You don't know which is north and south or nothing. And then when I start, okay, I'm trying to feel around and I ain't trying to wake nobody up. And I'm trying to feel for the wall, trying to find the switch, and I cannot find shit.
There's nothing more scary than looking for a light switch and you can't find it.
Yeah, and but the thing is, it just took me to trip off one thing and that motherfucker started going out like, no!
Hey, because that's the equivalent of I'm drowning and they just saying stand up. All you got to do is just stand up.
Because I woke up having a PPP, man. Like I drank a Pepsi before going to sleep. If y'all don't get that, you're not a 90s kid. But man, I was like, God help me.
Oh man.
Oh my God. My auntie woke up. What's wrong?
I can hear it now. Brandon peed on his seat.
And that's the worst thing. You know that was the worst thing that happened to you when it's a kid. That your cousin said you peed on yourself. My thing is, I was awake though.
And that's a core memory. We never gonna forget that.
Oh, that's what I say, man. Hey, that shit been brought up. Hold on, I think I told my wife that. Well, she probably forgot. But boy, when I tell you, nigga, I was so upset at my. And that's the other thing. I got mad at everybody too. I'm like, man, why is it so dark? And I'm a little kid. Why is it so dark in here? That ain't right. My gosh.
Dang, I was there with you because I wanted you to find it. And I think the worst about your body and your mind is that when you feel like you're getting closer to the bathroom,
yes,
you have to go to the bathroom. It's just like, okay, we're here. We can do this right now.
The only reason why I laugh is because I have panicked before.
But that's so what it was.
I laugh when other people panic because I know that feeling is, especially when you're a kid.
That's what happened to me when I was coming from my colonic.
Oh, God.
I was two lights away. My booty said, now.
Activate.
Oh, man.
I was on the phone with my cousin. I said, Sam is coming out. She didn't know it.
Hey, Sam, please tell us how old you were.
Come on. Month 5,000. It was an episode. I want to say it was like 4 years ago. Remember?
That was during COVID, nigga. After COVID.
I just wanted you to express that to everybody. I was an adult, too, when I lost the battle.
Boy.
It was a winner's eye dog. Crazy. Now, look, Drake, I got a scenario for you that involves Shed. Shed comes over. Hey, matter of fact, she said, yeah, I'm going to show up to your birthday thing. But, you know, my hotel is booked until the day after I get there. So I'm going to need somewhere to stay. Drake is like, no problem. We got the living room. You know what I'm saying?
We got two guest rooms.
That's even better. You in one of the guest rooms.
Right.
3 o'clock in the morning. 3 o'clock in the morning, Drake. You wake up. You know, but you are aware that you got a guest. So I'm this type of protector of my home. I'll be walking through my house.
Randomly?
When I'm up, and if I'm up, like if I get up and I'm not sleepy, I'll get up and I'll just go start walking. I'll check on everybody. I'll go downstairs. I'm the
same way.
And stuff. And then I'll stay downstairs until I get sleepy again. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you go. I don't know the lay of the land when it comes to Drake's house, but I'm just going to stay downstairs because he looked like he wealthy. And he see a glare. He see that everybody knows that glare. That mean that TV is on, right? And the volume is just up enough for motivation. Shan downstairs watching porn. What do you do?
I got another story to follow the last one. Oh.
What do you do? I'm telling you right now, I'm going back upstairs. I'm going to sleep. I didn't see nothing.
See, the crazy thing about it, the layout of my house is the opposite. So she would be upstairs. I would see her upstairs doing that. I would hear it first by going upstairs. It's
you,
like
got squeaky, you got squeaky, you got squeaky stairs?
No. Okay. But listen, the thing is, but is she watching on the television or on her phone?
That's a good question.
I don't know why you don't got no AirPods on at somebody's house watching porn.
But that glare, but like if she got the whole, you know how it is.
Same nigga that said she is waiting to get. She want to try getting kidnapped. So
she's technically the story is saying that she's at Drake's house. Who's gonna kidnap her?
But no, at the end of the day, the answer is I'm doing the same thing you're doing, babe. I'm just gonna go back to bed.
I'm gonna bring it up though.
Bring it up later.
I'm gonna bring it up in the group chat.
Because once again, that's another one of those scenarios that, like, that moist music could come on. I'm like, what's going on up here? I ain't gonna do it. I'm gonna let you have your peace.
Chantal would never be caught in that scenario because Chantal watches her porn on silent.
Ooh, I need.
If fucking you, I don't want to hear you, but I don't watch.
I would like that.
The noise help.
Have y'all ever forgot to close out the screen on your phone?
Boy,
no.
I did the other day.
Always.
I had the.
I use a separate app, so that's the paradox.
But, you know, on some applications now, for whatever reason, you could close the app and the audio's still going now.
Yes. Oh, my yes. God. Yes, that came with the update.
I do not like that. I do not like that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It, no.
Look at Shed. Shed up your nerve.
I've noticed that with Facebook.
I noticed that with Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And I still think you have to pay for it with YouTube though. You got to pay for that. But with Twitter, I closed it out, and the audio was still going.
Still going, boy.
I don't know.
Side note. Okay.
It'll just keep playing.
Yeah.
I'd be upset. I'd be trying to hear, but I'm in motion. I'm just like, why is it still playing?
Okay, so I have another one. So it's a coincidence that you asked that question, Bailey brought that scenario up. I think this is on my PlayStation 3.
One of the best.
Oh, yeah, you really horny.
Listen, on my old PlayStation 3, and I used to have a collection on there, you know.
Oh, my God, save?
It was just, hey man, it was easy to go, you know, whatever the case may be. We're not judging anyone here, right?
No, here's the thing.
Right.
We don't judge each other, but we judge each other because we love each other.
listen.
Oh my God.
Listen. So I used to keep a bunch of movies on my, like, I should have my PlayStation 3, actually, you know.
Get rid of that. That's a collector's item.
It is. And it's like the disc and everything. But the thing is, I used to keep all my movies. Like, any movie you can think of, I had, and I kept it on there. So if somebody want to watch something, we can keep back and watch something. You feel me? And so I went to sleep. But, you know, sometimes they be having that autoplay on their things. Okay. And I was at my auntie's house during the holidays, and I brought my PlayStation with me, and I was watching Dawn of the Dead. Let's say that I was watching Dawn of the Dead, and I fell asleep.
No!
Oh! Wait a minute. You got caught?
Nigga, my sister came in, and she's like, boy.
That autoplay will get you every time.
Oh, my God.
I won't go. Listen. Hold on.
Tell me the sound.
I didn't remember what was wrong. I woke up, and this is on the big screen television, y'all. This is I'm sleeping in the den, the family room, okay? On the couch. I just woke up. She's like, Brandon, watch it. I woke up. Havana Ginger. Oh, my God.
What's the sound, Drake?
I can't. When I tell you, Areola everywhere.
Oh man!
The thing is, I wasn't doing nothing. I was just asleep, and it just started playing. And I'm like, oh my God! I'm like, my bad, whatever. She's like, be careful with that shit. We got the babies. I didn't mean to do that shit.
Hey, be careful.
Ariel is everywhere.
I'm talking about. If y'all know who I'm talking about, y'all know who I'm talking about.
Hey, man, that is funny. That's funny.
So when you brought this stuff about Shan, I was like, I can't judge her. I can't judge her because I've been there myself. Okay.
No, I brought that up because I'm not sharing mine. That's great. That's great. I got caught once. Marcy caught me once.
Oh, that's a whole different level.
Yeah, I was asleep. It was a good. I found a good scene, and I was on the couch. I was wrapped up in a blanket. I was tipping a blanket. I fell asleep, and she had went out. Yeah, it was one of those.
was one of those. And she came back. It was like 11, 12 or something like that. And I'm knocked out on the couch. TV.
Oh, you didn't put yourself to sleep, did you?
Yeah, I put myself to sleep. But it was on the phone. It went on the TV. I ain't bold and crazy like that. And I was on that couch, and I remember the couch and a blanket.
This is what we doing. Okay.
Yeah. I was I'm gonna ask her if she remember it too tonight. And she came home and she like I was so knocked out where I didn't wake up until she actually pulled the cover off of me.
Shame.
Drizzy, I'm naked.
I know. Oh my God. What's your ass in here doing?
she pulled that blanket. She pulled that blanket, bro. And I stepped it back. I was offended. I was offended, dog. I was like, what you doing? What you doing?
Get your hands off of me.
How did you get
Oh my God. The disrespect, man. The lack of respect, man.
Nobody has ever caught me watching flicks.
No?
No, but me and Ari Daddy used to watch them together and laugh.
Listen, we've caught another family member doing, like, they had it in a DVD. They asked us to.
Hey, catching them. I've caught all my siblings and my cousins, though. That shit is the funniest thing ever.
Catching a woman is 10 times better.
Like, oh, you know what? I've never caught a woman. I've never caught a woman doing it.
Man, I opened that DVD player and it was Booty Talk 37 or something like that. I was like, excuse me. And she's like, oh, that's my roommates.
I need to put my face on. Where am I? Shit, she lying. She is lying.
I'm so glad, like, we've gotten to the digital era where you ain't got to see the hard evidence.
Man.
Yeah, but I think that was like one of the best, because now I think about the time, like, when somebody passed away when we was younger, all the kids, for some reason, we all would like go over to somebody's house before the night of whatever, the burial or the service. And this one night, we're all like in the attic, and there's a small TV, and there's a cassette player. We're in cassette player days. And one of my cousins found a cassette. Now, it looked suspicious, but it didn't have nothing on it. So we popped.
Those are the most suspicious ones.
And they got the most fire scene that you got to rewind back.
Hey.
When I say, like, you would have thought we was watching a Disney movie. Everybody just sat there and watched it. And once everybody saw what was happening, got, you know, a little nervous, looked behind us.
Somebody got to be a lookout.
See, somebody had to be a lookout, though.
See, now the other thing is, hold this episode on. I wasn't there, but it was told to me. Because once again, I'm well aware. I've come to the realization I come from a family of freaks. Okay.
Amen.
And my cousin, he was what you call mannish. He always was looking for the look down, you know, just doing what Gigi was doing, going through people's VHSs and things of that nature.
It was a team effort. It wasn't just me.
Gigi, you was there. Just own up to it. It's okay. We're not judging you. Just own it. Okay. But you got to be careful with them. You got to be careful with the ones without labels for newish reasons.
Or scratched off labels.
Either way. But it was this is my cousin. This is once again, crazy one. The same one that we were talking about earlier. This motherfucker came across a VHS and put it on. And it was a camera in front of our auntie's bed.
Oh, no. Oh no.
A personal?
Oh my God.
I hope this don't blow up.
She had a private.
She just left it there. Like you left a PS on. That's all. That's what it was.
When I said he told me he got up so damn fast. And like he had to run. Cause it was to turn that shit off. Justin, boy.
I'm having playbacks. I see that. I feel it.
Oh wow!
Now that's the situation. What would you do if you find a family tape, a whole family tape.
I've seen the setup for a at home session before it happened, but it was my cousin's apartment.
I was about to elaborate.
It was my cousin's apartment, and he secretly was into bigger girls, but he would hide it from his mom. And
wait, what?
Yeah.
No, let her finish. I'm here now.
He was secretly into bigger girls, and he would hide that. That was his thing. And the girls that he would date on the side of his girlfriend that were not bigger will always be bigger body women. And he had his room set up, like the camera was there, the bed was a certain way. And
oh, God. Hey, babe, what the fuck? Yeah,
no, it just popped on the screen and I didn't know what it was.
Hey, no, I jumped too.
Fix that shit. Yeah.
No, play that. I act like I was old enough to know, like, I shouldn't be in here because I don't know what the fuck y'all got going on. And so when I would go to his apartment and wait for my brother to go back home, I would just be in the living room. And I remember one time he was at his mom's apartment in Buckhead, and he tried to hide one of the DVDs with like the bigger women in porn in her bathroom in her basket of magazines. Why? I don't know. So she found it. She was like, whose stuff is this? And at the time, my brother was at the apartment in one room, my other cousin, and he was there too. He tried to blame it on my brother that that's his DVD. Everybody know, this is your type of shit. This is what you like. But because his mom found it, he was trying to blame them.
He projected it on somebody else.
Yeah, they well into like their mid-20s, doing whatever the fuck they want to do. But he has always tried to hold up like this idea of what his mom wants for him when it comes to women. And eventually he let go of that shit. He just like, this is who I'm with type of shit. So now he's not on covering it up, but that was like his thing.
You never should be ashamed of what you...
I know!
At least I be hearing, because, you know, I like the curvy. You know, you can be whatever, but that's my prep. But case in point, but to be that shame of it, that's... I believe it, but that is crazy.
Yeah. It's not... It's like
how big are we talking to?
Yeah, let me know.
Like... G-titties. Big body, big thighs.
Just are we talking about BBW? Or are we talking about SS BBW?
BBWs.
Just BBW?
Just BBW?
Oh, man, fuck out of here. Oh,
that's give me that.
Now, we talk about 600 pound life.
No.
You still shouldn't be shamed if that's what you like. That's what you like.
Yeah, at the end of the day, what he talking about? Yeah. Shit, regular body frames to me.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
I'm gonna eat it.
It's very amazing what they can do. I will say that.
Do you? Can you dig it?
And I will. Okay.
Thoroughly. What are we talking about, Mike? That's crazy.
Yeah. But I've never been caught. But what I am mindful of, because the girls are nosy, is what books I'm reading.
Uh-huh.
So when I'm reading certain books, I gotta put it up, because they be like, Anya's skimming through the page real fast. She's like, why are you reading this? I'm just like, it's for the book club.
I got my last question of the night. Thank you for that off the backboard, Shan. My last question for the night. Don't lie to me either.
Because
I on the side, right? I'm gonna ask y'all this question. Okay. The side note, I'm looking at y'all as a nigga from Philly, Jersey, and Texas. Yeah, have y'all ever thought, like, how did I meet these niggas?
Hey, that pandemic brought people together, man.
Yeah.
Okay, so look, we've all had a stash.
Of what?
Shan, don't play with me. She already started off with that bullshit. We've all had a stash. Where did you hide that stash? Where was your best hiding spot?
My hard drive.
Okay. GG?
What y'all this? I keep all my ex's dicks on a USB drive to this day.
Oh my God.
Okay, so what I did, I don't change my phones a lot, but when I do, I'm not usually the person that trades it in. So, like, every phone has, like, a decade or maybe less than a decade. I probably don't keep a phone that long. But I keep those pictures on that phone, and then the next phone, like, I'm not the person that usually transfers their pictures or videos. So, every phone has a time span of videos. And
so, you just got a drawer full of phones.
I don't
know. So, where your stash at?
You know what I used to do that shit I got locked up for?
Allegedly.
No, I'm going to tell y'all.
Help her, Gigi. Help her. Shane said, no, I didn't. Everybody needs a friend like Gigi, man. Because Shane just go, hold her hand, Gigi.
There are my pictures that I sent that should have been in violation that I printed at places to go pick them up.
You know they can see those, right?
They see them when you just send them over.
They didn't say anything. That I just asked for them. They give them to me.
Listen, I used to work at CVS Photo Lab and all that. And he used to kill me when it was this one big girl. She used to come in. She was a cutie pie. She used to come in. She used to try to be all shy and timid. Like, she don't want, because I like, you can put them over here. I do them myself, this, and that. I'm like, okay, cool. Guess what? Do, 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 do. Damn. I've seen some wild stuff.
Yeah, I used to print some things. Not crazy, but just like you.
So you was going to CVS and you was printing out shit, Shan?
Or Walgreens or Eckerd's.
No, I had a regular printer if I had to do that.
I would keep the negatives of like the old school cameras. I keep those.
Yep.
Close this shit out, Dre. Close this shit out.
I still got an old school camera. Let me tell you that. Listen.
I asked y'all, where y'all put y'all stash at? This nigga said, I keep all the negatives. I go to Walgreens and print everything.
And I'm the type of person where I'm always trying to buy a container. So I have a lot of photo boxes in my house.
I need to get off of this.
You don't know what's in them, but beware of what's in them. You know what I'm saying? They're not labeled. They're just put places.
I think I'm a hard copy. I used to have Polaroids. Like, boy.
Yeah.
Gigi, why are you shaking your head like, share?
My brother used to keep girls' panties. I saw those.
I did that for a temporary. I did that like in high school. I used to keep love notes and panties in my closet. I was way too young to be doing all these things. Way too young.
I think that's okay. I think it's okay.
But what was I gonna say? Oh damn!
I don't trust GG.
What?
That nigga been smiling. She been smiling for the past grinning, haven't she? Yeah.
Where's your stash?
In my cell phones.
She said she got 9,000 cell phones.
It's like three of them, but like. You either have to like find the charger to use them again. In my mind, like now that I think about it, it was stupid. It's stupid. I can't even tell you the last time I opened. That's not true.
I knew that was a lie.
I wanted to, you know, I was 2 weeks very ago. Curious. And but yeah, it's just I have like a box and it just has cell phones in it, but every cell phone got a story.
Yeah. Now I keep a receipt of what I send.
Do you remember?
What do you mean?
You get what I send, and I keep what I send, and I put it away.
Oh yeah, hide it. Yeah.
I hate to have like a good moment of like a news session, and then you get the goods, and you get to keep them and break up, and I ain't got shit.
You might want to recycle sometimes. Sometimes I begin.
Oh yeah.
I've said this earlier. I've had a stash, but I've never leaked anything. In the history, and I'm proud of myself. I deserve a badge for that. It's always been none of my homeboys, and I'm just like,
let one of them hoes leak that shit, nigga. You just gonna have people come find me.
Well, it was like, oh boy, I can't even think right now. That's a situation. Somebody, they did something. Not everybody's literally looking for them now.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Wait, what? What did I miss?
Mainly, it was this stud that got with the stud in the barbershop. Have y'all seen that?
There's studs in the barbershop all the time.
No, it was a stud that she had relations with one of her barbers. Well, the barber, not her barber, but two barbers down. And he's supposed to keep everything on a low. He said all this, but like 2-3 years later, he started telling everybody he knocked it down. And she was like, oh, it's like that.
See, Bailey, I told you, can't be fucking the friends because they will be like,
And that's now she done made a whole, everybody trying to get at her. And now that she done, basically done blasting them all over the internet and telling them how he likes to get his feet kicked up in the air. And
is that really embarrassing for him? Because you down there too. As a
unit. Some people are just not embarrassed by shit, Gigi. You have to know that too.
Well, but I think like the idea of her trying to exploit that was like, you know,
I agree with you.
You think you're doing to him, you down there too. You know,
I don't think they'd be thinking about that part.
Yeah, but some people, you got to understand, some people live with no shame, and other people may, especially with a lot of guys. You know, a lot of guys be like, man, don't be telling nobody that shit. But the thing is, it's like,
usually the ones that talk on speakerphone in public.
Yeah. That was so weird. But Bale ain't lying, though. My brother's not lying.
Well, y'all know y'all can't have y'all phone on speaker with me.
Oh, 1,000%.
Oh, hell no. I don't open up either one of y'all. None of y'all are safe. Anytime it says that either one of y'all left something, I don't play nothing or none of that. Hell no.
I did go on the Twitter rant.
How many people I sent it to that don't really listen to podcasts and they played it and they called me instantly. They was like, Chantal! What and where are you saying this?
Because you cannot explain to somebody getting caught off guard by because Shanna say something, her combinations would be like, I don't even want to. The way she says it puts me back to like, I shouldn't say this out loud. Like, I can't say this, I'm gonna get in trouble.
Oh my god.
When I went on my titty rant a couple weeks ago, I needed to get that off my chest. I appreciate y'all being
there for me. I'm happy that you did, yeah. Sometimes you just gotta get it out there.
That felt great. Because, man, I was in a conundrum. You feel me?
You know how valuable our group chat is?
I know!
I talk about
Our group chat is so airtight that it's so many people that they can't wait for us to do an episode together because they know we're going to leak just a little bit of the group chat. They want to be in that motherfucking so bad.
It's hilarious.
So I haven't found anybody with a mental disability that I would approve to be in this group chat with us. Look, this shit is so airtight. This shit, I'm talking to the listeners right now. This shit is so airtight, we kick somebody out. Nigga, ain't nobody pinning that motherfuckers.
Like, listen, we gotta bet this shit.
Look, I will even go as far as saying this. We trust each other to death. Literally. Like, we not to.
Somebody, we all
got some shit in this group chat that we are going down with. Okay.
We are here. Let me tell you, somebody shared a video recently, and I didn't say how long, because I said that was like a 30-minute video. I didn't even know it was that long. I'm like, they talking about something. I'm like, they ain't got no pen. But I digress, okay? I ain't going to say nothing. I'm going to act stoic. I'm going to act stoic.
Oh, my God.
I was like, you said that Diddy video? I was like, 30 minutes. But with our group chat, like, I can be out. I'll take myself out to dinner. Sometimes I'll even eat at the bar. And I just put my AirPods in and I just press play.
You have to.
Yeah, no, yeah.
You have to put your AirPods in. And make sure the motherfuckers connect, too.
They were just like, let me tell you what, you know,
it's going to get juicy. When Drake in the middle of saying some shit, he'd be like, and Ben, nobody better not say none of this shit.
Hey, that's how crazy. Look, I'm telling y'all right now, that's how shit be getting crazy. That nigga put out a disclaimer. Hey, I'm about to say some shit.
Boy, listen, I was about to say some shit about work the other day, man. I like, y'all never got to delete all this shit, man. I hope this episode don't blow up once again. Oh. But and I think that's, once again, it's a beautiful thing, because as Babe was saying, everybody ain't got that type of humor, understanding. We lean on one another, we pick each other up and shit. It's an amazing thing to have. Shout out to Pod Fam, baby.
You're not gonna find it's a very small community of, because we ain't found nobody. And I don't care to add anybody.
Yeah.
I can't think of nobody. I can't.
I agree.
Like, if we would add someone, I would want to do it like Drewski's. What's it called?
Could have been Love?
Or the record one. You talking about the record one.
The record one. That's what I'm talking about. I would want to do it like that. I would like to take like auditions, people to see how they can fit into the group chat. That would be fun.
We got to vet them. Yeah.
Got to be the same level of crazy.
Yes. You gotta say, send one of your bookmarks in here. Let's see what it's like.
And you can't be offended.
Yeah.
Oh, and you can't just be too dramatic, so you can't come in this bitch crying.
And I can't say what I might seldomly throw in the chat, but if I throw something in the chat, I need everybody to understand. I just threw it in the chat. It doesn't mean anything.
And we absolutely agree.
And I usually know how crazy it is by the way Drake responds to it. once I see, because here's how I have my messages set up. It'll announce the podcast group name, mm-hmm. and it'll say, "Drake, Mr. D713 said," and then so either read the text message or it'll just automatically play the voice message that he sends. So based off of his response, I know what time I need to open that up. And now is not the time.
If you read out Mr. D said, what's he say? Shan, what the fuck?
Yeah. That's when I know I need to go to a corner, turn my volume all the way down, then go look. That's how crazy it is, because I think it's 1A1B between Shan and Drake who will blare out some shit.
Like what I said. I know women who be in wheelchairs, such as that.
Oh my gosh. I like Shan, go. Listen, I forgot. I was at the office when I read that shit. I like, man, hell nah. I flipped my phone on his face.
He got up and left and gone.
Let me tell you the level of craziness this group chat is. Shanna throw some shit out there. Drake could be, and watch out when Drake is hungry.
Man,
okay, move out.
I've never seen that in real. I was just like, oh man, he's really eating.
Yeah,
snack.
Pull over. But look,
Snickers.
But let me tell you how crazy it is, and I'm not excluding myself. I'll blurt off. I'll go on a quick rant or something like that. Gigi will pop up 6 months later and say, "God bless y'all." She's like, "I hope everybody's having a great day. Have some sunflower seeds." Shan, when is the next show? Drake, I love you, and Bella, I love you, and then it just disappear for 6 weeks.
Oh my god!
I'll be listening now. I'll be listening.
Oh no, we know.
But one thing about the group chat is that, like, if you do miss it, like,
oh, it's gonna build up.
Yeah. Oh my gosh! Yeah. Like, my phone started stuttering with how many voice notes that I missed.
It go from episode 3 to episode 19, real fast.
Real fast, and be like, "How did we get here? And what?" Okay.
It was one day. Me, I know me and Bailey. We was going. I was like, "Man, I said, whenever they catching up with this shit, it's about to be every time."
Yeah. A full ass episode.
And I know because I be responding, and I know for you guys, like, the message has disappeared. So it's just like, right. What is she saying?
And my response is for me to know where I left off at. It ain't for y'all.
Understood.
So anytime I need something directly, I message them separately. I always tell Shan or Drake or Gigi, if you're going to send something, if I need you to send something for the show, send it separately. Because if we send it in the group chat, that shit going to get lost.
Yeah. Listen, when we talk about old boy Jalen, the Texas quarterback, we talking about the finer women in each city and all that.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, now that's an episode. I was like, man. I can't argue with it, but I said, I know women in Seattle do not have the looks. I'll tell you that. No disrespect. You're just not my type.
Crazy.
I like them.
Yeah. So y'all heard Drake. If y'all want to apply, fill out the application, but it's a no before it's a yes.
Big time. Big time. And it is, you know, and once again, we can cry. You can't, because we don't want this off sheet. Not yet. You can't come in this bitch already being sensitive.
We got years of this.
And we share people with superpowers in our chat too.
Oh shit.
Yeah, that is true.
Boy. The one Shan put in the chat, I'm telling the day I said I was gonna send this to Baylor, but I didn't.
I saw that.
I didn't. But I tell him, when I tell you I clicked and I opened it up in TikTok and I was ready, I like, nah, I ain't gonna put this one out here. This is a little too much. And then Shan, here y'all go.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Well, that boy was like, I pressure. I'm like, and when Shan says everything accurate, take their phones.
Yes, it's too much.
Because some of these motherfuckers be too gangstered out, got grilled.
Somebody said in the comments, you about to fuck up your check right now. They gotta know that they doing shit.
Hey, no. Somebody said when he did the remix to Spin That, they said, yeah, keep that nigga in the house. Keep him in the house.
Oh my gosh, man. Let me tell you. And that's the thing I'll be sharing. I don't know Gigi be on IG like that, but IG is becoming more and more freakier. Oh, yeah. I've seen a lot of things on IG recently. I'm like,
but let me go running and stretch, and they see a little bit of a crease of a titty.
Man, I have seen
that video in my story is sitting there not connecting all day.
Oh, like, shit.
I said, y'all wild.
Try to refresh it real quick.
The amount of hoes that be under my posts per day is ridiculous.
Let me tell you, side notes before we hop on off this thing. Facebook is popping. Like, I somehow, some way, I got my IG is connected to my personal Facebook, not my Everything Culture Facebook. Mm. And I'm trying to fix that. But I have received over 700 followers on my personal Facebook from my content on my personal stuff. And I'm trying to tell them, take your asses over to Everything Culture, because I would hurt your feelings over here. Okay. But man, between that hair question, and I'm talking about in this other thing with Nolan Wells right now, white folks are getting real comfortable. And I'm like, this ain't the space for y'all.
Yeah. But I'm in that group though.
I need to kick that group back up. That's what I need to do. I need to start posting everything back in that group. That's crazy.
Y'all,
yeah, it's time
to wash dishes, do laundry, and pack that truck up and be ready.
You said you have to leave, like, you're leaving like in an hour, right?
Yeah.
Oh Lord,
I'm not sleepy, so I didn't go to the gym today because I was like, I need to sleep. I just think so. I should be good.
I gotta tell y'all what happened about last night. Remember when I sent that text message? Y'all up?
Yes, we're up now. We're up now.
You know, this is recorded, but definitely check the group chat at some point.
We love y'all. Thank y'all so much for joining.
And I'll be going home in an hour, so I'll call. Bye, fam.
Okay.